Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness, produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. You've been having trouble sleeping lately, and you've followed the usual advice. No devices in the bedroom, no disturbing TV shows, and no big meals just before bedtime. But nothing seems to help. You'd like to try an over-the-counter sleep aid, but are not sure where to begin. What are the possible side effects? Will it make you groggy the next day? Can you get addicted? And if you're taking other medications, what should you watch out for?
Joining us to answer these questions and more is pharmacist Elizabeth Higdon, a frequent guest on Take Care. Dr. Higdon is an instructor in the Department of Pharmacy Practice at the Albany College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences campus in Colchester, Vermont. She holds a Doctor of Pharmacy degree, teaches classes on over-the-counter medications, and works as a community pharmacist.
Thanks for joining us on Take Care.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
All right, sleep, that elusive thing that we all want more of. And sleep aids, obviously we take them because we hope that they will work, but how do they work?
So sleep aids, I actually have a secret. Sleep aids, we actually use the ones that are over-the-counter. Typically, they're an antihistamine, and so they're something that we use for allergies. And the manufacturers of these medications figured out that one of the side effects is that they make people drowsy. So doing studies, they were able to get approval to market them also as a sleep aid. So they are an antihistamine, but we're using them for what's called their anticholinergic side effects. And one of those side effects is that they make you drowsy and you sleep.
So when we take one of those all night long, put you to sleep, keep you from sneezing, coughing, that's it. That's what we're taking in essence.
Yep. You're typically taking the most popular over-the-counter sleep aid is diphenhydramine, which is the active ingredient in Benadryl.
Yeah, Benadryl can make people very sleepy. So do they vary in their approach, or pretty much the secret you just let us in on is it? There are really different kinds of antihistamines. Do they work the same way? Because some people don't get that sleepy. We were talking to a few people that have tried sleep aids, and I didn't realize that they don't work on everybody, and other people, it really does the trick.
So diphenhydramine or Benadryl, when it's used as a sleep aid, is typically at a higher dose. So it's at a 50 milligram dose compared to what you'd use for allergies. Some people don't have any of the side effects, so they don't experience the drowsiness. Some people actually have what's called a paradoxical effect. This is typically seen more in children, but it makes them excited and they get a lot of energy, which is not something you're looking for from a sleep aid. And some people actually, if they use Benadryl for allergy purposes, can build up a tolerance to the drowsiness, so then they don't get that side effect anymore.
I wondered if these drugs become less effective with use over time.
They do. They do. When somebody's taking Benadryl as a sleep aid, we usually recommend that they use it for, you know, 2 to 3 nights of good sleep and then try to take a night off to see if the insomnia has resolved to prevent building up a tolerance to these medications.
A quick question on actual side effects. Weren't there a few news stories not that long ago about people sleepwalking or sleep eating? When they were on certain sleep aids? What was behind that?
So there have been a few rare reports of people sleepwalking, but it's actually with the prescription sleep aids. So it was seen with sleep aids like Ambien, which you have to get with a prescription. It was a documented side effect that was seen rarely, but of course once we open it up to the general population, we started to hear that people were doing these sleep things. We're sleepwalking, sleep eating, sleep drinking, sleep, all sorts of exciting things.
Over-the-counter sleep aids, are they strong enough to become addictive? And then would you differentiate between becoming dependent and becoming addicted to them?
So becoming addicted, no. A person wouldn't have withdrawal symptoms if they quit taking Benadryl. It just may be that they're not able to sleep. But typically, you don't see that with Benadryl. Instead, with Benadryl, you see more that patients build up a tolerance. So they take the 50 milligrams, and it doesn't cause them to sleep anymore.
Is there a hangover effect? Do people feel groggy in the AM? Because I know when I take an over all-night antihistamine, I don't wake up very focused, and it's hard for the rest of the day.
Yeah. So for some people, they may experience the drug hangover the next day, especially people that are sensitive to medications or if you don't give yourself enough time to sleep. Typically, if you're going to give yourself a sleep aid, you need to give yourself a full 8 hours of sleep. It's not something that you want to take when you wake up at 2 a.m. Benadryl, over-the-counter, well, actually it's marketed more as, ZQL, over-the-counter. You would want to make sure that you only use it because you're having difficulty falling asleep, not using it because you're waking up in the middle of the night.
So these are meant for short-term use only?
Yes, short-term use only. If somebody is having insomnia, so either insomnia characterized by that they're having difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, falling asleep, they can use an over-the-counter product. If they're having difficulty staying asleep or waking up too early and they can't fall back asleep, or even if a person doesn't feel refreshed after sleeping, these are all signs of insomnia. They probably need to reach out to their primary care provider just to make sure that something more serious isn't going on.
Dr. Higdon, we have 30 seconds left to talk to you about this. What about natural sleep aids like melatonin? So many people are taking melatonin. Is it effective and is it safe?
So there is a little bit of data out there for melatonin for people that are having difficulty falling asleep, but most practitioners would recommend that you try the Benadryl first, and if that's not working, then go see your primary care provider just to make sure something more serious isn't going on.
Let's just make sure for our listeners, is there anyone who should not be taking sleep aids, who should avoid them?
The elderly population should not be taking sleep aids. So I hate to say this, but elderly is considered anybody over the age of 65. The sleep aid medication over the counter can actually increase the risk of falls. And so it's best that they go see a primary care provider to make sure that they're safe.
Dr. Elizabeth Higdon is an instructor in the Department of Pharmacy Practice at Albany College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences at the campus in Colchester, Vermont. She holds a Doctor of Pharmacy degree, teaches classes on over-the-counter medications, and works as a community pharmacist and is a repeat guest on Take Care, and we love having her. Thank you so much.
Thank you.